Tom, this $400 million water project with Glade Reservoir as its centerpiece has become one of the most talked about environmental stories in recent years. Just how big of a project are we talking about?
Well, Brian, this proposal called the Northern Integrated Supply Project is the biggest water storage and distribution plan since the 1940s when the Colorado Big Thompson Project was built. It calls for a diversion from the Poudre River to fill Glade Reservoir near the mouth of Poudre Canyon with 170,000 acre-feet of water. That would make it even larger than Horsetooth Reservoir west of Fort Collins. The project also calls for drawing water from the South Platte River to Galeton Reservoir northeast of Greeley. Now, water from those two sources would be used by 12 cities and water districts that have bought into this proposal. It's a very hotly contested plan, with the project's backer, the Northern Colorado Water Conservancy District, lined up against environmental groups led by the Save the Poudre Coalition.
Well, we've heard a lot about this proposal since the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued an environmental study of the project back in April. What is the Environmental Protection Agency now saying about that study?
The agency's regional administrator recently sent a blistering letter to the Corps of Engineers outlining the EPA's concerns. The letter said the project fails to comply with the Federal Clean Water Act, that it has the potential to violate state water quality standards. It goes on to say that the Corps of Engineers study lacks a detailed analysis of alternatives to the Glade plan and says that the project could alter stream flows in both rivers in ways that could harm aquatic life and wildlife habitat. The EPA's analysis also concluded that sections of both of these rivers are already impaired, as the agency said, with high levels of toxic minerals such as selenium and bacteria like E. coli. In short, the agency's letter was just a barrage of criticism that concluded with a warning to the Corps of Engineers not to proceed with a final environmental impact statement without first addressing the EPA's issues.
Well, those are some pretty harsh criticisms. So how are the backers of the Glade Reservoir responding to the EPA's concerns?
Well, Brian, the Corps of Engineers and the Northern Colorado Water Conservancy District, that is the principal architect of the plan, both say that the EPA's issues can and will be dealt with. A U.S. Army spokesman said his agency was at work with the EPA to address their objections. The Water District's project manager told us, likewise, that the district would be able to address every one of the agency's criticisms. The Water District has already spent $5 million on studies for the environmental impact statement and just recently added another $1 million for more analysis.
I imagine the opponents of this plan must have been heartened by the EPA's words. What have they had to say?
Well, they're ecstatic, mostly because the EPA was so specific in outlining the agency's objections. Gary Walkner, who is the spokesman for the Save the Poudre Coalition, said the letter underscores what his group has been saying all along, and that is that the design of the storage project will necessarily damage water quality and cause other negative effects. He points out that the cities of Fort Collins and Greeley, along with the state of Colorado, have criticized this water storage project plan, but that having the EPA join them is the linchpin in the fight to block it. Even the Corps of Engineers, which had looked forward to granting final approval of the plan, acknowledged that the EPA has veto power over this project. Now, opponents believe that it would be very difficult now for the EPA, without a boatload of evidence, to back away from the strong language in their letter and let this project go forward.
Tom, thank you. Tom Hacker is the editor of the Northern Colorado Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.